This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That said, want a brand new what on the episode?
Hold on. Is this freaking Nickelback?
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, this is Nickelback, baby.
That's Nickelback.
Turn this Canadian bleep
He's mad
off.
Because Nickelback took Grand Canyon to beat Maryland.
Yo, bleep Nickelback, all right? Bleep Nickelback, bleep Landfill.
Landfill is a little ass, I'm telling you,
yo,
dude.
He's a landfill, big ass. He's not little.
He sent JP that Nickelback pick, the picture of Nickelback. Then he plays the song to come back in.
I love it. The feud's getting bigger and bigger with Landini and UJP.
Sure, I had to cover him. I had to pay for him. Now, the celebrities are starting to arrive here. You hear the voice of Mike Beasley, MGM National Harbor's own Mike Beasley. Mitch Tischler is here.
Aaron Donald is here.
Hold on. In Aaron Donald's defense, he's slimming down. Jeff claims he's lost 15 pounds.
Where'd he lose it at?
I don't know, man. I saw him in the gym yesterday.
He does carry around a roll of quarters, so that maybe that helps.
Now, the B. Bishop Finley non-public NCAA tournament pool.
Landfill is up to like 30 people now, though.
Hold on. We're going to reveal everything at 11:45. Keep it now.
I'm not saying anything.
We have a bracket presentation. Actually, yep. Jeff, can you – hold on, Bees. Can you come film this for us? Or Steph, can you? All right. Steph, we have a bracket presentation for you, Brian, because you've been very clear that you need a paper copy of the bracket. So Bees has – hold on,
is that yours, B?
And there's my 20.
Yeah. I don't accept that.
There's his 20.
I'm not accepting 20.
You didn't say what kind of 20.
If it don't have nothing on the back, you can't have it.
You say what kind of 20.
No, you know what kind of 20 I mean.
I'm the biggest bracket buster right here.
I mean legal.
Show everybody your bracket, Bees. What is that, 2x4? How big is that thing?
You a bigger ass than Landfill.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm not Nickelback, but I am big and bad.
Hold on, did you pick Grand Canyon? I'll throw you out of your own casino.
Grand Canyon.
Oh, my God, dude.
And you know I was going to take Grand Canyon regardless.
Oh,
I can't jump on.
All right, Bees, everything is good.
You better hand that in.
But the cash.
Chris, right, turn Bees' mic up,
we got the real
please.
Money for Bees now.
Chris, turn his mic up.
That is right,
you
crazy.
Gotta, I guess you got to hand that damn thing in, dude.
Yep.
I'll fold it. I'll take it.
Damn it.
If you missed it, it'll be on the
As soon as I put this up, I knew it was going to be somebody.
Yo.
Scotty been trying to get in here since 10 o'clock.
Scotty walked in ready to go.
He is ready to roll.
Yes. Yeah,
or he's already rolling.
Oh, he's rolling already.
And I don't even know the cat.
Landfill, if you need a mic adjustment, just text me.
Just put your thing on. He'll tell you who. I don't know what he's saying.
So, seriously, what are some of the upsets you like?
I'm just going to start at the early games kind of right now. So I like the unders. I always like the unders to get underway with the tournament.
I like unders. A lot of kind of like nervous energy early.
I think so, right? They're the very first game to start. So Creighton, Louisville, it's under. I'm taking 145. The numbers moved up, though. Went from 143 to 145. I'm still playing the under in the game. And I like Creighton on the money line. I like all of the 9 seeds to knock off the 8 seeds.
What does that pay, though? 130
it
or
ain't
something?
Paying much, yeah. You know, plus 120. But, you know, if it's a 2-point game and I lose by 2 points, and, you know, then I played the stupid role there. But that's where I'm at with the Louisville-Creighton game.
That's tip-off.
And I've been a big Louisville fan the entire season, but I really like Creighton in this game. I like the 9 against the 8. I think there's some crazy percentage
Have
out there.
You heard there's a conspiracy theory that I heard this morning that the committee accidentally just mixed up Louisville and Memphis. that Louisville is supposed to be in the 5 seed and Memphis is supposed to be in that 9 seed. And if you look at their profiles, it would make a lot of sense. Have you heard that?
I have not heard that.
Well, it could also be BS. It's the internet. Everything's BS.
Yeah, but how can you make a mistake that big? I mean, you take a.
It's the same mistake they made sending Maryland to the West and Arizona to the East.
They messed up Louisville and Memphis?
Yo, the rumor is.
Oh, the colors got them, huh?
Nah, I mean, they're different colors.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but how do you mix up that?
I don't get that. And you just got disgruntled fans that think that Maryland should not be where they're
at. Hold on. This has nothing to do with Maryland.
Well, you just brought up Maryland. You just said that.
I'm just saying the tournament screws people. It happens all the time. But my point here is more that there's a internet rumor. I sound like Jeff right now. Play the X-Files music, Slamville.
but and it's only against your state and your team.
I'm talking Memphis and Louisville. Neither is my team nor my state.
But you use a comparison of Maryland going out
How am I supposed to focus when you're sending those kinds of pictures in the text?
Landfill, you're killing me, dog. I know I know my reads is next, okay?
Yo, what is the – will you get down with any of the first to 10 bets?
No.
Those are nuts.
First to 10 –
10
score.
Points.
Yo, in the NCAA tournament, you can bet which team will be the first to score 10 points. And if you're looking for just a sweat, if you're just looking for some action, it'll your heart starts beating, man.
It almost gets like the Super Bowl. There's so many different plays you can make out there. You get convoluted, and the next thing you know, the game that you really wanted to bet, you're betting more on the coin toss.
But you know, you don't bet on those, man, the casual fan who sits
You know
down
me well enough.
I want to bet the little crazy things.
You know me well enough. You know I have action out there.
You do everything, man.
Hold on.
You need help.
There are all right,
the so season th- bettors are not talking about who first to 10.
Oh, yes, they are.
All of them?
Not all. All right, hold on. There are 16 games today, right? 16 games today, 16 games tomorrow.
Boy, he's getting really good with the math.
Yeah, I'm a math guy. 16 games today. Over under 22.5 individual bets Bees makes.
Oh, over.
What should that number be set at?
I think it's going to be under. I'm going to be probably around 8 or 9 bets.
No way. You've got.
Are we just talking hockey? Are we talking this? Can we include hockey and NBA?
Yeah, yes.
Dude, you said you got three ways on Creighton Louisville.
No, I just got the under in the money line.
Right, so that's two bets. Dude.
And another
I got the over in the Purdue game.
Four, three.
And I'm going to take in my favorite play of the early morning games, the three. I'm just telling you my three game set early.
Right.
And, yes, I will be on all three games.
Well, no, hold on. So your first three games you have four bets, and you're telling me you're going to be under 22.5 on the tournament.
I think you
today?
Guys might have a little bit more accuracy than me. And I know I will be on Ovi tonight to score a goal. I think he's due, and he's getting so close, right? He's eight goals away.
It's funny. My buddy's trying to set up a dinner, and I'm doing my normal routine where I hope I can make it, but I'm not so sure, whatever.
In other words, he's not doing it.
And he's like, this is Cisco. He's like, what's a realistic time you could be there? And I'm like, 8 o'clock. He's like, don't you have a show? I was like, you're right, 8:30. It's like you trying to estimate how many bets you're going to put in.
That's true.
The number is north of whatever you think it is.
Well, here's the thing. If I'm winning, I might hit 35 bets. If I'm losing, I might be down a little bit. So just contingent on what the old
Well, it's over under 22. I'm taking over.
Yeah, me too.
All right, I'm happy to show you guys.
This is like the B. Mitch, how many drinks will he have at the Super Bowl bet?
No.
The limit is infinite.
The bet was me having how many beers I had in Ireland.
No, that was a different
bet. That was a different bet.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I destroyed the bet.
Quick break. We are running out of time. We will give an update to who got in to the non-public B. Mitch and Finley bracket challenge. Toby Altizer has arrived. I don't know if he has $20 or a bracket. We'll find out.